Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Is there anything that makes you feel more adult than buying art? Your Art Gallery makes buying art an easy, affordable experience that you can do from the comfort of your own home. Buyers can purchase artwork from over 3,000 talented artists showing their work for the first time, and seasoned art professionals as well. And your Art Gallery is eco-friendly. Go to yourartgallery.com/info/grown and use the promo code GROWN at checkout to get 25% off your order. That's yourartgallery.com/info/grown.
I gladly risk it all through the fire to whatever comes at me for the chance of loving you. I take it all away right down to the wire, even through the fire. Through the fire, to the fire.
Oh my God. She's actually saying words right there. I don't know if you're not clear.
Me too. What you talking
no,
about?
You didn't say any words.
I did. Yes, I
there
did.
There were no words that you said. No.
I literally did.
No.
Yeah.
She said through the fire, to the limit.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Through the fire, through whatever.
Through whatever. Okay, all right. And then in the back, in the background, she's like,
"Dear Lord Jesus, oh my God, what does it all mean?"
I feel like we just literally sang the same thing.
Did we?
I definitely feel this in my shunder.
Okay, well, praise the Lord, niggas. Welcome back, everybody. To I don't know what episode this is. 65.
Five, I think.
Episode 65, Getting Grown with Jada Kia, where we discuss all things adulting, the good, the bad, the ugly, the tests, the trials, the twists, the turns, the taxes, the temptations of being an adult in the year of our Lord, 2018. What's cracking, sis?
Oh, my wrist.
Yes. Joints on the pop, pop.
Yo, this. So I had tendonitis, small backstory. I had tendonitis. Hello, people. And after my daughter was born, and then I went to the doctor and they put me on all this ibuprofen and physical therapy. And I have arthritis in one of my wrists. And I've had it since I was 16. But anyway, so they put me on all, on this ibuprofen. And I said, well, this is just terrible for my liver. And it wasn't getting better. And then they wanted to do cortisone shots. And I was like, absolutely not. I am not blue from the Temptations. I won't be getting any cortisone shots. We're not doing that. So I started looking up some holistic treatments, and I did bromelain and turmeric from the health food store. And it actually cured my tendonitis in like a couple of days. And I think it's back, but in the opposite wrist, which it's never been in this one. And it's killing me. And that doesn't help when you're cooking and lifting things day in and day out. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Just working really hard, mm-hmm. as per usual. But other than that, I don't have any, no complaints. I guess just broad across the board. No complaints. Just
ain't no complaints. Rex in the bank.
Oh God.
Look what you think.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, we out here, you know, just getting through these to do lists one thing at a time.
Listen. Oh, I did. I know somebody. We've been getting hit up randomly. Like, what happened to the Black woman self care? I'm like, y'all must have just started listening. But the Black woman self care is next. But this week, like, gone. Like, deal with it.
I mean, we have to do better about prioritizing. But we're gonna talk about balance today in the kitchen.
Yes,
at the
we
kitchen
are.
Table. So,
oh, you know what? Then I'm gonna save it. I'm gonna save it for the kitchen table talk. Then,
all right, let's do it.
But in the meantime, in between time, we can. Wait. Yeah, you know, you told me how your week was. Okay, yeah. We can take out some trash.
Let's do it. Let's get to it. Get to the treesy. Cue the cleanup woman.
Garbage time.
Basura,
cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha. First and foremost, you already know what we're getting ready to talk about. Love over everything dropped.
Mm-hmm.
It just snuck up on us. And it was accompanied by a visual that just made me grin from ear to ear for ape shit. Have you listened to the album, sis?
I mean, not all the way through. I'm sharing the title account amongst the family.
I'm not mad.
So, you know, we're all kind of taking our intermittent turns, you know, giving it a listen. But I did have an opportunity while I was going to the grocery store with Keisha yesterday to listen to a good chunk of it in the car. Yeah, I feel like I'm not entirely in compliance, but I have enough to speak on it, I guess.
So, what are your thoughts?
I mean, it's a piece of work from Beyonce, and for that we are grateful. I do know that I have to get into the work to do a thorough analysis, but I will say at first listen that I miss Beyonce the singer. I know that, you know, we are, like, Beyonce is doing this thing. And I get that it's the On the Run album. It's not a solo album, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I look to hear Beyonce sing in ways that I know that she can. So.
That's real.
So, yeah. Like I said, I still have to get into it. I don't have any harsh or, you know, significant critiques at this point. But just at first listen to the tracks that I've heard, I know that already that I feel like, you know, Ape Shit is a banger, but I know that I miss Beyonce the singer already.
That's fair. That's fair. That's a very fair assessment.
I
do feel the same way. I don't need an entire album of Jay-Z and Beyonce together. But nevertheless, I still enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And Ape Shit is my jam. And you know, you already know I love me a good trap tune.
Mm-hmm.
So having Quavo and Takeoff, Quavo and Offset, where was Takeoff? Do it look like I was left off Bamboozy? Do it look like I was left off Bamboozy? No, but nigga, you was left off of Ape Shit. And I'm trying to figure out why. I read the credits and I was like, but where was Takeoff? But I really enjoy him. I'm trying to figure out where he was. But it was Quavo and Offset and Pharrell on Ape Shit. And I thoroughly enjoyed the video. I think that's my favorite part about it so far. I really enjoyed the video. I loved the symbolism in it. If you look up some of the research behind some of the pieces that they featured in there and why they featured them, it's actually very cool. I don't want to get into all of it right now, but you should definitely take a look and a breakdown as to why they featured some of those pieces and then why they got so black in front of them, from do-rags to entire Dooney and Burke outfits with accompanied crowns. And it was just, yeah, I was very, very happy with the video. But moving forward, I will say the next piece of trash. Nas released an album.
You know, I had heard that, and I can honestly say that I've not heard one bit of that album.
Well, I can honestly say that I was not super excited about it, and I listened to it, and I have not turned it off.
Okay.
Yeah, I Nas's album is a solid piece of work, and I am dumbfounded that a person who can wear a MAGA hat can produce something like that. It's absolutely,
Who produced it?
Mm-hmm. Kanye. Mm-hmm.
See, that does not give me any...
I didn't know when I first listened to it, and I was like, this is a good-ass album. And then Tristan told me, and I was like, what? And it's tearing up.
That kind of makes me want to continue to mind my business. But
you know what? And I can't be mad at you if you do, but I have to say Nas himself, like for his piece of his work, it is a solid piece of work. Kanye's still dead. So yes, Nas did release an album. People are trying to say that Jay-Z's being a hater by releasing an album at the same time. I think people need to grow up. Both of these men are in their 40s. And
squarely.
You know what I'm saying? They are really just trying to get their music out there. And I think we need to just stop with the stink pieces on it. Shout out to Dustin. In other news, rapper XXXTentacion.
Is that how you say it?
I don't know. I assume so. He was killed in Miami.
Yes, I did see that. That is a super tragic story. I don't know anything much at all about this young man. This is really, really, really sad to hear another person so young to have their life cut short like this. So I don't know. Do we have any information on the whys? House,
yeah, I do. So backtrack, if you rewind a little bit, he does not have the best reputation. He has domestic violence. He had several pending felonies and domestic violence charges against his pregnant girlfriend. Which I can't get behind, so, and that's all I ever really knew about him. But I will say that it's never okay. So he was killed in Miami. He was robbed. He was leaving his motorcycle dealer, and he was robbed for his Louis bag, and he was shot. And they said it was two black men who got away in a black Dodge with black wheels and red mask. Aside from his reputation and his behavior, which is disgusting in itself, it's still never okay to take from somebody. Like, it's never okay to take from somebody. It's never okay to take somebody's things, and it's never okay to take somebody's life. It's a tragic incident. It's tragic, and it's not okay in any form or fashion, no matter who it is. It's never all right. Washington, D.C. is being sued by a civil rights attorney for gentrification. Taking over, building luxury buildings, studio and one bedroom apartments, which is pushing the middle and lower class black families out of Washington, D.C. And we know that is a growing problem all over the United States. We're seeing it rapidly in New York. I know we're seeing it every single day in Brooklyn. And so I can get behind it. I know they haven't responded yet, but they are being sued and they have a certain amount of time in which they have to respond. And then lastly on the trash, which is ultimate trash, did you happen to see Kim Kardashian in her Fulani braids?
So about this, I will say one thing. So Kim Kardashian's daughter, who is actually black, has never, like, that's my question. Why? I mean, when is North going to have some cornrows? Not saying that people who are not black cannot have cornrows, but you know how Kim Kardashian tends to
appropriate. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that was the first thing that came to my mind. That was the first thing that came to my mind. on, when I saw the picture, like, girl, so who are you doing your braids, but why won't nobody braid up Lil North hair? You know? We just see her in her little ponytail, her little up in one ponytail. But we'll see. I mean, that's pretty much how, I mean, that's all that. Kim Kardashian is like an ellipsis to me. She's not a complete thought. Like, so I don't really give her all that much. I don't have that much real estate in my thoughts these days. You know, I see her picture. I'm just like, okay, you keep on scrolling. I did see her cornrows, you know, not the first time.
I saw him. I rolled my eyes and I too kept on scrolling.
Scroll on.
She's annoying. She continues to be annoying, and that's just really it. And that's going to round out our trash this week.
I mean, Kim Kardashian rounds out trash like no other
perfectly.
Person.
Like a shit stain on top of an old pair
what?
Of drawers.
Oh my God.
I don't know. My wrist is throbbing. Let's move on to our very brief graduation announcements this week.
Oh, lady with.
My sister's popping right now, like.
Hi, girls and boys, cats and dogs, hamburgers and hot dogs, ketchup and mustard. We are back again to do our graduation announcements. We only have a few because we are rounding out the season. We have had a full season where we've celebrated many, 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 many graduates. And we've got a few to do today. And we're going to jump right in.
Yes.
This graduation announcement comes from, I'll just read it. It says, hey guys, my name is Indigo, and I want to announce to you that after many long nights and early mornings, in May of 2018, I graduated from the University of Nebraska at Omaha, Go Mavs, with a Bachelor of Arts degree in biology. Thank you so much for producing such an insightful and hilarious show to fill my morning with much needed laughs and bliss. Much love, Indigo. Indigo, girl, we are so very proud of you.
Congrats.
That BA in biology is no BS. You did that. We're really excited about what you've been able to accomplish and what is in store for you in the future. So keep us posted. Let us know what your next steps are. Shout out to you and all the graduates of the University of Nebraska at Omaha. Go Mavs.
Rudgy Biv. Next says... Hey, my beautiful queens, Jade and Kia. I am shouting out congrats to my friend Donna Harvin, who received her MBA from the College of William and Mary on May 12th with a near-perfect 4.0 GPA.
Come through, Donna.
Okay. I met Donna when I first started my MBA and quit after being overwhelmed. She encouraged me to come back when I moved to the D.C. area and has helped me tremendously along the way. Thanks to her, I've been typing fast since January. She's like a sister to me, and I'm blessed to have her in my life. Footnote, I was at the anniversary show close up. See pic attached. Nice. I'm proud of y'all. Thank you both for all you do in keeping us laughing and motivated. Much love, Kanitez.
Awesome. Thank you.
And thanks for including the picture.
Yeah, so precious. And shout out to you, Donna, getting that MBA. That MBA.
That's my mother's name.
Come on, Donna. The next one reads, praise the Lord, niggas. Hey, Jade and Kia, I could go on for days about how much I love you guys and this podcast. I have been with y'all since day one. But in the interest of brevity, I'll stop there and get into my graduation announcement. God bless you, sis.
Gracias.
Mm-hmm. Please shout out my dearest niece, Tyler, for graduating with her bachelor's degree in communication disorders with a focus in speech pathology. I have watched her grow into a beautiful young woman, and I want her to know that I am super proud and excited to see her continue this path. I legit had to iron her robe because team no wrinkle regalia, that's it.
That's right.
Number two, my dear friend Janelle, for getting her bachelor's degree in nursing. Janelle made the decision to go back to school while being a single mom. It's been a crazy balancing act, but she has done it with style and grace. I know that she will be a great nurse, and patients will be lucky to have her. And she included a pic of both Janelle and her cutest pie son. And then, number three is, my dear friend Courtney, who is graduating from Chaminade University with her master's of science degree in counseling psychology. She has jumped through several hoops to get this degree and won't have the opportunity to walk. Even more of a reason why I had to shout her out. She is preparing for her licensing exams and will keep typing fast all the way to a PhD. I'm so proud of you, Courtney, and we'll continue to cheer you on each step of the way. So shout out to you, Courtney. We are totally celebrating your accomplishments. Excited about all that's coming in store for you with the PhD. Shout out to Janelle. Shout out to Tyler. Everyone out here doing big things.
Do you see Tyler's hat?
I do.
Cap. It is too cute.
It is amazing. Yes, indeed. Yes,
it is very Kia-esque.
It is. It is my kind of carrying on.
And fun news, our graduation announcements are super brief this week with the season wrapping up. So we are on to our very last one.
That's it.
It says, greetings, Jade and Kia, and praise the Lord, Negresses. I want to announce that I am the very proud Black-ass mama of an 8th grade graduate. My son, Kieran Michael Green, graduated on June 13th and will be headed to high school in the fall. He was an honor roll student all 3 years of middle school and enrolled in honors classes in Spanish, geography, and English for his first year of high school. My son was born at 29 weeks, weighing a mere 1 pound 12 ounces. Jesus. Oh my goodness. He was not expected to make it through the evening of his date of birth. After 6 months in, three months in the NICU, various surgeries and therapies, here we are. He is fluent in Spanish, practices Kung Fu, loves to read and travel, and has already been to 3 countries on 3 different continents. He is a testament that prayer works. I have no doubt he is destined for greatness in high school and beyond, and I love him so very much and honored to be his mama. Thank you for providing this platform to celebrate us. Peace and coconut oil, Brianna Green. And she included some pictures. And we are so proud of Kieran. You persevere through. Prayer really does work. And now you're going to out here prosper educationally. And we're super proud of you. We're super proud of you, Kieran.
Absolutely. Tear things up in high school, not literally.
And thank you for don't tear it
you
up.
You know, be about your scholastic business.
That's right.
In the classroom, young Kieran.
And thank you, Mom Brianna, for writing in.
Absolutely. We appreciate it.
Get your last graduation announcements in before June is over. Once graduation announcements are wrapped up, then we will continue back into the book club. Make sure you're sending them to gettinggrownpodcast@gmail.com.
Do that. I think it's time to move forward into the kitchen table talk.
Let's sit around the table.
Cheerio.
Pit pit.
All right. It's time to gather around the kitchen table. We're going to have a juicy conversation today, kind of off the cuff. We don't really have a plan, but it was just a question that was posed to me this week that I kind of been mulling over and thinking through. I get this question a lot in different events and panels and workshops and presentations that I've been privileged to be a part of, and it just keeps coming up. So I wanted to talk about it with our Getting Grown family. So I wanted to introduce that to Kitchen Table Talk, and I think it will make for good chit chat. You ready, sis?
I sure am.
All right, so we're going to talk about work-life balance. Mm. I think this is one of those kind of trendy words, topics, concepts that comes up often, right? We talk about adulting and how it's really a game, you know, where we have all these competing responsibilities and obligations. We have to go to work. We have to open our mail. We have to clean our houses. We have to answer the text messages and be, you know, engage in the group chat. We have to pay our bills. We have to swipe right on Tinder and look like a right swipe on Tinder. We have to go to the gym. We have to, check in with our parents and serve in the community and go to church, go to worship. However, you know, there are all of these competing priorities that we have in our lives. And a big, big part of adulting is figuring out how to do it all. So the concept of work-life balance is often used or discussed or presented as something that we should be working toward. I wanted to talk about whether or not, you know, we believe that it exists or it exists in one form. So I'm going to just pose the question to you, sis, and we can start the conversation there. Like, do you believe that work-life balance is a thing? Like, is it an actual attainable goal?
It's a
think
goal.
About your life. Yeah, think about your life right now, and is it something that is feasible for you to manage given the multiple responsibilities that you have?
No, not always. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so ironically enough, so this question was posed to you, and then we also got a email. Mm-hmm. Where I'm going to read the email quickly because I think it'll be a nice intro also to the conversation. Praise God and Jesus, Sister Kia and Sister Jade. Just call me Missy. Pleasantries first. I too love your show. It is moisture in the ashy desert that is life.
Come on.
The petty peeves are pure joy and let me know that I am not alone in my pettiness and irritation. The book club is exceptional. Thank you, ladies, for all the work and labor that you do. I really enjoy hearing your chemistry every Tuesday. If you two come anywhere within a six-hour drive from Kansas City, Missouri, I will be there. Please bring me some barbecue sauce.
Come on, Missouri. They got good barbecue sauce. I didn't know that.
I don't know. I think so, but I'm not sure. I just imagine it. So.
Kansas City.
Kansas City, here I come. They are some pretty
women, and I'm gonna get me one.
Oh yeah!
Oh my gosh!
I'm gonna be sitting in the corner.
One of my favorite parts of yes. Jackson 5 American Dream when Jermaine hit Michael in the back of the neck like that.
Yes.
He was like, "Whoa! Whoa!" He was so
shut up, standing on the corner.
Oh God, that is so good.
It's so good.
We are so I'm sorry. Quite the tangent. My apologies.
Sorry, Missy. Okay. Kitchen table talk suggestion. As a woman of many hats, full-time job holder, partner, friend, entrepreneur, family, emergency planner, gatherer, social life haver, etc.
Oh, yes.
I am finding it harder and more difficult to keep up with it all. As you ladies have explained the booked and busy lives you all live, what are some ways you have kept it all straight, or is it even possible? Mm-mm. More specifically, do you have a physical planner or app? What things do you write down? Do you use a spreadsheet to do your monthly budgets?
Jesus.
Do you plan on Sundays or every night? What ways have you found
to
keep your events, activism, due dates, soirees, shindigs, and obligations straight? Because my God, I do not know.
Missy.
As a longtime procrastinator in my early 30s, I have fallen short more times than I'd like to admit, but I would really be interested to know what methods you two Black women choose or have found over the years to help you stay in and maximize your lane.
Dear Lord.
I don't recall hearing the kitchen table about scheduling life, aka work-life balance, and how you two navigate it. I do apologize if this was already discussed. Peace, Missy. It wasn't, and so here we are.
All right, Missy. We are ready for you, sis. I'm ready to tell you all the many ways that I'm raggedy. So yes, to Missy's point, as you can hear the exasperation as Jay read the email. So for me, right, the act of effectively managing all of these things, you know, it's like, it's almost counterproductive, right? Counterintuitive for me, because when I sit down and write down all the things that I have to do, sometimes it's like, okay, I don't have the capacity to do any of this and I just want to go lay down. I have had to come up with different ways of compartmentalizing and prioritizing all of the multiple responsibilities that I am juggling. I don't even want to say that I'm managing right now, because I feel like managing would be a stretch. There are some days where I feel like I'm really a good manager. There are other days when I don't feel like I'm so good at managing all the different moving pieces of my life. And that's just the real of the real. And if anybody knows me personally, Jade included, like y'all know all the time, one of my favorite things to say is that I'm a raggedy adult. Like I just feel like I'm learning, right? So the process of navigating all of this has, this learning curve has been super steep for your girl, and just trying to figure out the hows of doing this has not been, you know, all that easy for me, because, you know, you read the blogs, you read the articles online, the think pieces, everyone's got six tips on how to manage your life. And I mean, all of these things work well in theory, but in practice, You know, when I sit down and think about writing lists and keeping up with all of that, it's just another thing to do. And sometimes it's hard for me to get out of the mental space of like having 77,000 things to do in one day, to actually go about the business of doing those things.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's not something that I even feel confident enough to have a show about, like, okay, this is how you do it, because I'm still figuring it out myself.
Listen, I, first of all, I you spoke to my soul when you said you are a procrastinator. I am a chronic, excuse me, not that. I am a chronic procrastinator. Chronic procrastinator. And it's not because I'm sitting down chilling and watching TV. It's because I have so many other things to do that I have to put off other things because I'm trying to figure out how to balance. And it's still, I'm still very, very, very much a work in progress. I had to figure out Father's Day this weekend. You know what I'm saying? In addition to that, our anniversary was 3 days before Father's Day. So we didn't get to celebrate on it because it was a Thursday. You're getting, you know, you're getting the kid ready for school the next day. You got to give baths. You got to do all of that. So we're like, all right, we're going to hold it off to the weekend. Merged Father's Day and anniversary together. You know, had a nice day on Sunday. Went to the spa. You know, did the whole to-do. And then, you know, picked Noah up. Went out to dinner in Little Italy. And then you know what I did when I came back home? After she went to bed, I sat down until 2:30 in the morning. I have a rehearsal dinner that I have to cater this week. And I sat down until 2:30 in the morning, ordering groceries, making lists about where I need to go to get the remaining items that I wasn't able to order. Like, you know, trying to put together an execution list on how I want to prep so that it's easier for me. And I'm up until, you know, 3:30 finishing things up and before, you know, I get to bed. That's not balance.
Right.
But it's an unfortunate, and unfortunately it's necessary sometimes.
Right.
Because
right.
Our lives are so, they're so jam packed.
So to that point, I feel like for me, I think about the seasons of life, right? So the conversation about work-life balance for me, it seems like I feel as though I'm in a season where balance looks different than what people feel like balance should look like, right? So I'm in a grind season. I'm in a grind space because I'm in a building stage in my life, right?
Speak my life.
So it's not so and this is not, and I mean I think I can speak for Jay, even though I'm sure that you'll jump in if I'm overstepping any boundaries. But I feel like we're not sharing all the things that we do and all the things that we're managing or working towards or trying to do in a way to kind of brag or to
set us up
like, oh, check us out. And these are all of the fancy, fun things that we're doing. But just to kind of give some real insight into our day-to-day lives and the, you know, give you some context around the things that we're talking about in this conversation. So,
amen.
No lie, I worked until 8 p.m. I got home. By the time I, like, you know, I probably left my, I packed up. I was walking out of work, like, you know, probably around 10 minutes after 8. Once I got in the car and got going, it was about 8:37 when I was coming home. I came upstairs. I literally took some salmon out the freezer and thawed it out and kind of whipped that up in like 10 minutes with some spinach. And I ate that and I'm sitting down in the dress that I wore at work all day and just recording the show. Like the bowl of food is sitting right here, and sat down, you know, to record the show like straight from work. And we're going to probably do this for the next hour or so. And then I'm going to go to bed, you know, and I'm multitasking. I'm trying to pay some bills, you know, all in the midst of that. And I got a big pile of mail over here. And, you know, I got laundry that I hadn't folded up, you know, laundry that I'd done over the weekend. I hadn't folded up and sitting here in bags. I have to tackle my to-do list for tomorrow. There are things that are already That I know that I need to have done by like 12 noon, 1 o'clock tomorrow, because I have a 1:30 meeting. So like, I'm saying all of this to say, many people, like I was talking to texting Fran just a few minutes ago, and I told her that I just got off of work, and she was like, sis, you know what time it is? I was like, yeah, girl, I know what time it is. She's like, that's crazy. But I'm like, that's just my life right now. I'm just in a place where it has to be done. It's nobody's fault. Nobody is requiring me to stay that late. It's just like the work has to be done. It has to be done. It has to be done. I have to take the time. You know, I have to figure out what I'm going to say at these conferences. I have to figure out how to get these t-shirts rolled out. I got to figure out, you know, what to talk about on the show. The work has to be done. So if that means that I don't make up my bed every morning, or if that means that, you know, I have to, you know, even if I set out, and then things come up, right? So like, I went to work today with all good intentions of having, like, I was going to have this done before my 11:30 meeting. And then I was going to have this done before I had to go to my 1:30 meeting, all that stuff. But one person came in the office to ask me to do one thing, and that threw all of that off, right? So, so just set everything behind. So I'm saying all of that to say, I think work-life balance is something that we should take out of the box of it looking like, you know, these are the things that you do to achieve it. I think sometimes work-life balance is figuring out what you need to do to keep your head above water, because there will be some seasons where you have to grind to the extent to where keeping your head above water is the best that you can do. And
making a way where you can.
Like, I mean, Jade is working her butt off right now and grinding not only in her professional job, but, you know, in terms of her catering, so that she can build her catering business as a brand. So hopefully 3-4 years down the line, she won't have to go as hard as she's going right now. And the same thing for me. Like, I'm trying to build, we're trying to build Getting Grown. We're trying to build it. We're trying to build Team Typing Fast. We're trying to build these things up, and we have to set a foundation. And that can be said for all things. So like, your first year of college is going to look different than your senior year of college. And your and your first year of graduate school is going to look different than your final year of graduate school. Because I think, and work-life balance is going to have to adapt. Like, work-life balance is going to mean different for someone who has a newborn than someone who has a 5-year-old, than someone who has a 14-year-old. So like, I'm arguing that we kind of take work-life balance out of this kind of concrete, kind of like outcome kind of space, and put it into like this posture or like mindset or ideology. Like, how can I look for ways to balance the crazy in my life, you know, as I negotiate the different seasons?
Because things don't go, like you said, they don't go boom boom boom. You had your day planned. You had things that you wanted to get done, and then something came in and threw that all the way off. I planned my whole day, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to work a corporate job while I build a business and build a brand and build several brands. I don't want to do that, but unfortunately, that's what I have to do right now. Today, I set a whole plan for myself. You know, Noah ended up staying home, so that throws the monkey wrench into things, but it's fine. She'll run my errands with me. I get to Costco and realize that I have left my entire wallet at home.
Right.
My whole thing. So here I am. I'm like, oh, I'm going to be back by this time. I'll be able to do this for the show. I have this writing that I need to do. I have these things that I need to schedule, these emails I need to respond to. I'll be able to start getting this prep done. No, none of that happened. You know why? Because my dumbass had to drive back to my house and get my wallet, which threw a whole monkey wrench into my afternoon. And so, you know, like Kia said, work-life balance is going to look different for everybody. You know, there are people who are doing this with kids, like she said. You have a 14-year-old. A 14-year-old can keep themselves occupied. You got a 3-year-old. They're going to go color up, you know, your entire wall and potentially, you know, light the kitchen on fire. And so, you know, everybody has to maneuver with the circumstances that they were given in their lives. You know what I'm saying? In the hand that they were dealt. And I think we wanted to have a very honest discussion about how we're still trying to figure out how that looks, because right now I don't see work-life balance because I am in my complete hustle mode.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. I say that all the time. Like, this is my time to work really hard so I don't have to do it in the future. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Like, this is my time to work super hard so I don't have to do it in the future. My plan is not always to work this hard.
Right.
And so that I try to balance the best that I can, you know, given the circumstances that I have right now.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of being clear about what your goals are, what your priorities are, and having realistic expectations about what it's going to take to get you there. You know, Jade and I are super blessed and honored and humbled to be invited to come and speak at places. But, you know, as awesome as that sounds, and as many times people say, congratulations, that's awesome. And as much as we appreciate it, it requires another level of work, right? So we have to sit down and prepare. Absolutely. And think about, you know, how to be thoughtful and useful and intentional and operate in these spaces in ways that make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And all the while managing the other aspects of the brand, the other aspects of our lives, other aspects of, you know, what our goals are. So I think for me, it has been really clear that work-life balance in this season takes the shape of me making space in my life for flexibility, for mm-hmm. when the plan that I have, you know, doesn't go just as I thought it would. And, you know, having my emotions and reacting to that, but not getting stuck in that and giving up when things don't go my way, but finding a way to get out of it and being patient with myself mm-hmm. and making time, figuring out what are the best conditions under which I work. So sometimes I have to clear my head when I get to work. Before I can do anything, before I can tackle my to-do list, I have to kind of sit down and dump out all the stuff that's in my head. So either I'll write in my journal, I'll pray, I'll read my Bible. That's just a way to just kind of get myself kind of grounded and centered. And sometimes I admit that I put that off. Like, girl, I don't have time for that. Let me get into this inbox. But when I realize mm-hmm. that when I don't take the time to do that, is that's when I'm not in the place where I need to be in order to handle and manage all the things that will come and I'll face that day. So I need to be, no. So balance for me is making the intentional steps to kind of set myself up, learning the conditions that are most conducive for me to be productive and figuring out how to make that work, prioritizing those things. So whether it be journaling, I need to do better about making space for like exercise. I need to do better about making space for sleep. So these are all things that I'm actively learning to do. And there are days where I get it right and days when I don't. And, you know, me and Jade kind of vent to each other about this all the time. So another piece of that is having someone who you can talk to about it. Mm-hmm. And it's not a space where it's like, you know, someone's going to try to fix your life all the time. But sometimes for me, it's helpful when Jade says, yes, it's me too.
Right. Just because you have somebody there who completely understands. So it's like there will be times where, you know, Kia and I set a time for when we're going to record. But things, you know, niggas got to eat. You know what I'm saying? Like, go to the bathroom, like get themselves some water. You know what I'm saying? Like, take off their shoes. There are things that have to be done. And there has to be room for understanding in there. And it really, really helps when you're doing this with people in your lives who are grinding just as hard as you are in their respective fields. So, you know, I appreciate the fact that Kia works, you know, works her tits off too, you know, in what totally. She does, because she understands, like, I'm right here with her in the trenches, busting ass. Yeah.
And that's why, you know, these spaces are important. So that's why we wanted to have this kind of open conversation so that y'all will feel safe, you know? Like, don't, you know, all the pressure. Sometimes reading all the stuff that I should be doing online is overwhelming because it's like, I'm not doing none of that. Like, all these 37 ways, these 6 ways that Forbes just talked about how I should be, you know, the things that I could do to achieve work-life balance. Like, if I do them, I might do them for a week, but then the next week I'm not going to do them. Or I'm going to do 3 of them. Right. I'm not going to do 6 of them. I think that, you know, just making space for that in your life is real. Knowing that, you know, you'll have to, like, there are times when you get it right and times when you won't. But learning and figuring out, you know, trial and error, like what works. Like, I've learned that my iCalendar, you know, being able to have a calendar that I can manage on multiple devices has really been a lifesaver for me. Mm-hmm. And I kind of keep track of my dates in there, and setting reminders is super helpful. So I'm the girl that's going to set like 5 reminders for one thing so that I won't forget. I try to look at my calendar every day to have a sense of what I have to do today and what I have to do for the coming days. And then I can try to prioritize from that point. So I think that making big lists and then trying to make condensed lists works good mm-hmm. for me. So if I know these are the things I have to do for this week, and then saying, you know, if I get these two things done, then Monday is going to be a win. And I can go home and I can watch Love and Hip Hop with a clear conscience. And I can know that I have achieved all that I needed to achieve for today. So it's a matter of finding those things, learning what you need in order to celebrate those wins. Because, I mean, that's what balance is for me.
Absolutely. Balance is me being able to cross things off my to-do list. I'm a very analog girl. Shout out to Toya. And
Shout out to Toya.
And I have to write things down. I use my planner, and I use it fervently right now. And I also do use reminders now because I forget things very easily. So, you know, we really just wanted to have a very candid conversation with you all, let you know what it is right now, and know that you're not alone when you're trying to balance all of these things in your lives, because all of us right now are trying to balance all of these things in our lives, and it's not always like a beautiful picture of what you
Absolutely.
See. I also sent a tweet out. I sent a tweet a little while, like, I don't know, maybe a week ago or so, and I was like, I get real guilty when I buy something for myself, mm-hmm. especially if it's a little expensive. And I got a ton of reassuring mm-hmm. responses from people who are like, you know, you have to have a balance. You have to be able to work really hard, and you work really hard and buy something for yourself every now and again. And I have to remember that, because I saw a bad pair mm-hmm. of shoes. Woo, it was a bad pair of shoes. I was like, I was online. I was on Neiman's website, and I was like, that's a bad pair of shoes, man. I haven't felt this for a shoe since I saw them Wetherspoons. Oh, and I couldn't get them, but I can get this. I'm about to buy these shoes. And I just bought them. Like, I literally just bought them. And I felt so guilty after. I was like,
and
oh,
I told
but
you,
I could have bought this.
I just climbed right in your shoe chat. And I was like, girl. I mean, treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
I mean, this is not something that you do once a week. Like, this is not like, so this is, you deserve.
You want to see the shoe? It came today. You want to see it?
You got to like get up and get it.
It's right here.
Because, I mean, we don't want the people to be pausing while we doing these things. So that's the thing. We just wanted to have a conversation, like Six said, about, you know, work-life balance. I want y'all to chime in. Let us know. Tweet us. Oh, those is the shenanigans. That's a very Jade shoe.
The gold.
Look at that heel.
You see this heel?
That is fancy.
It's a copper mule.
It's a classy mule. A very classy mule.
You know how you feel about mules.
You know how I feel about mules, but I'm going to let you have that. But that's, you know, this is the way, this is how you treat yourself. This is not my place. It's not my place to judge in any way, shape, form, or fashion. So chime in, let us know your thoughts on the conversation. Do you have any input? I hope that we adequately address Missy's question. or, you know, just, you know, if the conversation was helpful at all. What do you guys do? Are there things that you're struggling with, things that you have found to be helpful, things that you want to share with other women at the kitchen table, other men and women at the kitchen table who are all of us are out here just trying to figure out how to adult for real, and managing our responsibilities and priorities is a huge, 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 huge part of that. So let's just keep the conversation going. This is not a start and finish kind of conversation. We don't claim to have all the answers or know, you know, have foolproof ways of doing anything. We're just out here figuring it out like grown folks. So yeah, chime in. Y'all know how to reach us on the Twitters and on the Gmail. And we haven't posted a picture on Instagram in a long time, but we should so yeah, that's it for Kitchen Table. Let us move forward into the box of honesty.
The box of honesty. Did you know that your gut can hold buildup from bad eating habits for years? All of that Taco Bell and McDonald's you ate all through your college years? Gross. Everyone holds about 10 to 15 pounds of toxins in their colon, which causes you to bloat, have low energy, low metabolism, and issues losing weight. TeamMe is an easy two-step detox plan designed to get rid of toxins and boost your health. Their 30-day program is easy for everyone, no matter your fitness level. All you do is drink your TeamMe Skinny in the morning and then drink the colon cleanse every other night. By adding TeamMe to your routine, you'll start getting rid of the toxins that are holding your body back from naturally digesting and metabolizing. You'll feel so much better by just adding this two-step program into your life. This is not just for weight loss. This is for your health. So I started my TeamMe cleanse. I told you all last week, things are running quite smoothly. Mm-hmm. And in true married fashion, my husband got into my stuff. And so, you know, I noticed that a bag was missing and I asked him, I was like, did you drink some of my TeamMe tea? And he's like, I sure did. He was like, and I took a nice one this morning.
Ew. Gross.
So I'm here to tell you all that TeamMe really works. Ew. Order your 30-day detox by going to TeamMeBlends.com and use the code GROWN for 25% off any order over $49.99. That's TeamMeBlends.com and enter code GROWN, GROWN, because we're all grown here and we all got to go. TeamMe.
Honestly?
Truly.
Honesty box time. Hola, Jade Ikea. That's for Jade.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I love how you all appease. Oh, please call me Janny. I'm a 27-year-old virgin. I often wonder how I made it this far because TBH, curiosity can kill the cat.
Oh, yes.
And it's getting to that point. I've always wanted to save myself from marriage, but now I don't see the point. Life is short.
Oh.
The guy I'm kind of seeing, see below. Please do not read this story on the air. Said, give me your body and I will give you my soul and everything else. So we talked about marriage.
Wait. What? Wait, I'm sorry. I'm not mature enough. Let me. I'm going to be quiet. Go ahead.
Okay, hold on. Wait a second. Okay. The guy I'm kind of seeing said, give me your body and I will give you my soul and everything else when we talked about marriage.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. I told him we should go to counseling first. He said he wouldn't need counseling after I give myself to him. A part of me believes him, but a part of me believes he's going.
This is a trap! I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't feel comfortable with this language he's using, but I'm sorry. I need to let you finish. What is this?
I'm seeing so many problems while I'm reading it. Okay. I told him we should go to counseling first. He said he wouldn't need counseling after I give myself to him. A part of me believes him, but a part of me... No, don't! But a part of me believes he's going to up and leave. So here's the thing. I want to move in with him because I can live in a one-bedroom, making the rent cheaper than finding another roommate, and I can still have my freedom. All of this isn't for freedom, but I'm also taking prereqs to get into med school, so I need to save money. Shout out to the two debt-free degrees I have in education that I don't want to use. I quit my teaching job to protect my mental health and found a job as a medical scribe so that I can get the required medical service hours needed to be a competitive candidate for med school. Of course, my mom wants me to move home, but I feel like I would be stopping my life doing things for all of my family and not have time to do things for me. I'm extremely confident. I'm able to abstain while sharing living quarters, but what would you do? Gracias para tu tiempo, Janny.
My. Jay just loves to speak in Spanish. Oh my God. Janny, girl, first of all, why are you dating Count Dracula?
Okay, because why does he talk
that
like that?
That nigga is like, one, keep counting.
Two, give yourself to me.
Give me your body and I will give you my soul. I am wholly uncomfortable with this line. I don't feel comfortable with this at all because why is he talking to you like this?
I'm
is some creepy bit.
I will be right here after you give yourself to me.
No, that's not how this works. I don't know. Maybe I'm just creeped out, but I'm just like, I don't feel comfortable with this, Janny. First of all, let me tell you 72 things. Number one, if you decide to give yourself to the count. And y'all do decide to move in together. I'm gonna tell you right now, you're not going to be doing anything other than having copious amounts of relations with the Count Dracula for months. Like, so, I mean, I just feel like you just need to be conscious of, you know, just think, you know, comprehensively about all the, like, just consider all,
wake up
all
the dimensions. This nigga's gonna be standing over you at some point.
This is what I'm saying. So I just feel like, I think that it is laudable for you to think that you moving in with him makes so much sense for your life. And I think it's easy to think about these things, but just in these ways, right? We can kind of like hope and, you know, it just makes sense in our mind. But I feel like how you think this might go may look very different than how it actually might go.
And then you talk about how if you want, you might not have time if you move back home because your family is going to occupy your time. Who's to say this nigga's not going to occupy your time? What if he's filthy and you don't wash dishes? Then you got to spend time.
Or like, like relationships occupy your time. And they occupy your time all the more when you guys are in a cohabitative situation. It's not going to be a situation where, you know, there's just a lot of things to consider in terms of how things will change for you, given all the, like, it's just a lot of stuff that's up in the air right now, right? You don't know how things are going to change. If you decide to have sex, if you don't, like, any decision that you make could potentially change the nature of your relationships and the way that you engage with him. And that will have implications for whether or not you decide to live together, which will have implications for your plans for medical school, all these other things. So I'm not here to tell you what you should or should not do, but you asked my opinion. Mm-hmm. And there's just not enough information here that I feel comfortable enough saying, you know, that you should or should not do these things. So I guess what I'm saying is I'm just hopefully giving you things to consider. Mm-hmm. That will help you in making your decisions. And in those things to consider, I'm telling you the things that make me uncomfortable. It's most specifically the ways that he talks about y'all having sex. Did you hear how? Did you hear how instantly triggered? I was instantly triggered by that.
I hate it.
I was
so
like,
much.
Oh no. That sounds so. I don't like that at all. No way.
Like when I was dating this, like the first time I dated a Caribbean man, Lord Jesus, I should have learned my lesson. let me stop. This dude bought me some dog tags, like.
Oh God, you told me this.
It was like property of Chris.
Huh?
And I was like, well, what? And my mother saw it. And my mother was like, you are property of nobody. But one thing I want one thing I want you to think about in addition, because I 1000% agree with everything Kia said. I had the privilege of reading this email beforehand, so I got all of my reactions to your partner.
Yeah, that was his first run.
His ridiculous language usage. But I want you to think about this. You are a virgin and you have saved yourself, and that is something that's very special. A person who truly cares about you and loves you and will really be there for you after you, quote unquote, give yourself to
them. I don't like it. I'm uncomfortable. I am so uncomfortable.
Because in all reality, in all seriousness, you are giving a gift. That is your gift. You know what I'm saying? That's something that you're never going to be able to give again. It's something you're never going to be able to take back. Somebody who truly loves you is going to respect your needs surrounding such a heavy decision. And if you came to this young man and said, listen, like, you know, I hope that you, and I'm assuming that you have expressed yourself to him and how you feel about sex. Obviously, he knows where you stand if you guys have not had sex. So we're going to assume all of that. But if you go to him and let him know, I think we should go to counseling. Like, it will make me feel better if we do that. that's not something you're not saying that you all need to go rob a bank together. Like, you're saying something positive. And if he
And I mean, she's saying she wants to go, like, because I'm guessing that it's premarital counseling. Did you get that? I'm thinking because she was saying
just relationship counseling. I don't couples therapy. I'm not sure. I just in that realm. But
okay,
if that's what you ask for and that's not something very big to ask for, and that's something that's going to make you feel better, and he can't respect that one thing, that's something to really think about. That's all I'm saying. You asked our opinion. My opinion is I wouldn't do it, and those are the reasons why. Everything Kia said in that, because there's a level of respect that somebody's going to have for you who loves you, and they're going to respect your needs. And if that's something that you need, because this is such a weighted thing and he can't do that, you really should really, you know, really just take that into consideration.
I mean, she said in an email that she's confident that she can abstain while sharing living quarters. And I mean, I'm not as too much worried about you, but I'm not confident that he can abstain while sharing living quarters, especially if, you know, you propose counseling. I mean, it would have been nice to know exactly what would be the purpose behind the counseling, whether that be if you guys want to work toward, you know, if marriage was in the cards, or you just wanted to speak to a counselor around your abstinence, or, you know, just kind of laying out what that was. But either way, his response is, you know, him saying y'all wouldn't need counseling, like, sex is not going to be the great panacea.
It's not.
Like, if y'all are having relationship issues, yeah, sex is not going to alleviate, or you know, there's not going to be
quite
any
the opposite. It is Pandora's
actually,
box.
I was about to say, absolutely. It will absolutely make matters worse.
Absolutely, it will.
And I'm speaking from a place of experience. yeah, if that's what you're thinking, I would offer you that.
And we're not laughing right at then. You through this. So we don't want you to think that. We are laughing at your nigga, though, because
the count. Keep counting.
But we do sincerely, all of our listeners, we sincerely care about all of you. And we take your honesty box questions very serious. And we offer, you know, truly what we feel. And we just, you know, beloved, it just don't sound like a good idea. And it sounds like
yeah, I'm uncomfortable.
A whole lot that you need to be thinking about. It just doesn't sound like the move. And another thing, too, is you're getting ready to move into a space, a one-bedroom apartment where you're sharing a bed, an intimate space with this person. Ooh. Day in and day out. Like, what makes you think that you're getting ready to have your you time like that? Not saying that it's not possible. Not saying I don't get me time because I'm married, but I just, everything around this just doesn't sound like a great idea. It just doesn't sound like a great idea. And that's just my opinion on it. So I hope that you think about everything that Kia said. And I hope,
Jigger,
you know, some of the stuff that I said. And
all the stuff that Jake said too.
You take those things into consideration and it helps you to make a sound decision. And sometimes the decision is not always what you want it to look like. I know it's not ideal for you to move back in with your parents, but you know, think about the consequences of going in the other direction. That's it.
I mean, just there's got to be other alternatives, other options, other things ways that you can think about this. Getting a roommate, going home for just a temporary period.
Yeah.
There are things, I mean, and listen,
it's not forever.
It's not.
And you can establish your boundaries at home. You can let your family know what it is and what it's not. And you know what I'm saying? Respectfully, obviously, because you're in their space. But there are ways in which you can do that. But that's another conversation.
Yeah. So, yeah, girl, I am super hopeful that what we have shared is helpful to you. So
keep us updated.
Yeah, man. Let us know. And we'll be praying for you and the Count Dracula. One!
I want to suck your blood!
Two!
Three, give yourself to me.
What? Give yourself to me. Like, who says that? I was saying, nigga, give yourself to the door. Oh, I am so. What was it?
What was it?
Give yourself to the door.
Chai, you
get away from me.
Second line.
I know you lying. I know you lying. What was it? I love those.
Throw the whole nigga away.
Throw the whole boyfriend away. What was
what
it?
What was it?
Oh, my gosh.
Let's move on to the
I want to meet him.
I love him.
He's my favorite.
I love him so much. It's Friday. Hey. Pump it up. Drop it down.
I love when he screams like he was all live and he was like, if I get to 4,000 views, yes! I'm a twerk yes, right now. Yes. And he'd be like, oh my God, 4,000.
Ah! Runs out of his car and twerks. How you turn this thing around? I love Zoe.
He's my favorite. What was it?
And I want to be very responsible of the things I say to my sister. Because everybody know I can be real petty. P-E to the T-T-Y, honey.
Petty peeve time. Let's put it on parade.
Petty.
You know, I don't know. All right, so my petty peeve this week is slightly problematic, and I'm just putting a disclaimer out there, but it's honest, and it is what it is, and I don't feel bad about it. I said what I said, and I'm not taking it back.
Oh, God.
So I have noticed that white men talk very, very loud.
Okay.
In the elevators, on their cell phones, in business meetings when you're at restaurants, when they're hanging out with their bros. Like, they're just very loud, as if they want you to hear every bit of their business. You know, they'll be in the elevator on the cell phone, and it's like, yeah, Jim, because I'm going, yeah, no, just give me one second. No, yeah, if you look in the file, and I'm like, God damn, like, I don't care about what you and Jim are talking about. And then what really brought me to this petty peeve was, we went out to dinner the other night with our friend Paula, me and Tristan, and we were sitting in the restaurant and we had to scream at each other in order to hear one another. And the moment this pack of white men moved to a table from the bar area that we were sitting in, we were able to talk at normal levels and hear each other. And it was amazing. The amount of noise that they brought as a pack of four human beings. I'm not saying that it's not okay to get excited and, you know, amped up when you're with your friends. I know that we have loud moments where we kiki ha ha and carry on.
Loud as jazz.
But I don't think that we're so loud to the point where we stop all conversation around us. And everybody hears everybody's business. And you know, I just noticed that you guys do that all the time. You be in a coffee shop, in the elevator, in the lobby, in the hallway, in the restaurant. You just talk loud. And I just really, really am asking so graciously for you to bring it down about 7 decibels so that we can all enjoy the company of the people that we came with and not those that we don't know.
Well, all right.
That's my petty peeve this week. White men talk real loud for no reason.
I can't argue with that. I can't.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that we too can be, you know, quite loud, but I can see how, you know, the volume of white men especially would be oppressive.
Oh my God. So oppressive. So oppressive. It's right there on my shoulder.
Oh my gosh. Just the weight of 1,000, it's just the weight of 400 years of oppression and slavery. The
weight of 400 white men dicks on my shoulder.
Oh my God, my ear. That's nasty.
In my ear. I didn't ask for your business to be by my business, sir.
Just leave me alone.
Please. Leave me alone!
Just
what's your pet?
Leave me Just leave me.
Please.
All right. Please. All right. I too have a petty peeve that will probably be, you know, problematic. And I'm sure that the people, there will be people who have opinions and will feel ways about this. So I went to a restaurant on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And it was a big group of us. We had just finished singing in a concert and everyone was hungry. So we went to get food together. And it's a huge group of us. We were sitting at this big long table and our waitress was working really hard, very patient with us. We took all of our drink orders. We know it's a large party, so we were trying to be patient with her and, you know, letting her bring. So she brought us all of our drinks and she didn't give us straws. So it was just like, we were all kind of sitting there waiting like, okay, so can we get a straw? Can we get a straw? So when she came back, we asked her the straw and she was like, you know, we don't give straws freely anymore. And I was like, what? Mm-hmm. And she was explaining to me how, you know, straws kill the turtles.
Yes. They do. But I won't.
So give it to me. So wait, right? She was just like, if we have these straws, but we don't give them away, you know, you have to ask for them. I was like, so can we get some straws? So she brought us these straws. They were paper.
Oh, those cardboard straws that like are hard to suck. It feels like you got a hole in your straw.
Yes, and it makes whatever you're drinking taste like paper.
Yeah, don't like it.
And if it sits in your drink long enough, like any paper, it's going to get soggy.
It starts to break down, yep.
So, you know, wasn't long before people were complaining about these paper straws. And, you know, called her back over like, girl, what are we going to do? Because we have these drinks. We're not going to drink them because we don't want to put our mouths on your cups, because why would we do that? And secondly,
we have mothers.
Right. And secondly, like these straws that you gave us are like not useful. Like they're just not working. And, you know, she seemed flustered and she was just like, well, we're trying to save the turtles. And we were like, girl, that is so commendable, but we just want to drink this lemonade. Right.
So we're trying
can we get into this Sprite though? So that's what we just, and she was just,
it's getting watery. Right.
So like the ice is, you know, watered down. Like, so her manager came and out from his pocket comes all of the plastic standard straws. And he was just looking at her like, girl, like
just
give them the straws. Like, so I'm not saying that I don't care about the turtles and their untimely passing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not out here trying to murder all turtles forever. But I do feel like we live in an age, you know what I'm saying, where, you know, there is a device that will vacuum your whole apartment while you're sleeping. That we live in an age where, you know, cars park themselves. I just believe that surely we can come up with a way to dispose of straws
to save
in a
turtles.
Manner that does not compromise the lives of the turtles that God put on this earth. But I will not drink.
For what purpose?
I'm you know what I'm sure. saying? Whatever. I mean, the Lord, get you. Listen, it's the circle of life that moves us all. I'm not here to get in God's business. I do, however, believe that there is a way. You know what I'm saying? If we have the technology that shrinks cancer tumors, if we have the technology that will give white women backsides the size of the state of Missouri, then I don't understand why we cannot find a way to dispose of the straws in a way that does not kill all the turtles. But I will not drink my Arnold Palmer out your glass without a straw. So we're going to have to find a way around this conundrum.
The bigger issue is that they actually had plastic straws. And the thing about it is, like, I don't want to hear your spiel on the turtles.
She had preached a whole sermon about how we have got to save the turtles. And I'm just like, sis, yeah. I don't know the turtles. Like, but I'm paying for this drink.
I saw the episode of Saved by the Bell where they saved the ducks and they washed them with Dawn and it was an oil spill. I get all of that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm right here with you. But you have plastic straws available and right now my drink's getting watery.
And it's paper in my cup.
Like, let's just get to the getting. And stop with all of
like, you know what I'm saying? Get you politics. A change.org a petition. Start you a GoFundMe. But
go get with a scientist and design absolutely. Some straws. And
get you a summer internship at the FDA. Do whatever you got to do. I need to get up in this Shirley Temple, and your values are keeping me from doing that. And I mean, they're your values to have, but they don't have anything to do with my Shirley Temple that I'm paying for. And I don't want to put a piece of cardboard in.
I don't want to feel like I'm licking the side of the U-Haul boxes. So
yeah,
let's just get these plastic straws popping. And thanks.
Thank you so much.
I'm like, I have a very, I'm real sensitive when it comes to the service industry, because I realize that in the service industry, they deal with a lot, because I have dealt with a lot. You know what I'm saying? I remember I worked in a Jamaican restaurant and I had a dude come in and tell me he doesn't eat garlic or onions. What can he eat? Like, what are you talking to me about right now? So I understand that we deal with so much in the service industry. Howsomever, we also don't, like, I also don't care about expressing my politics to somebody when I have a certain product available that is going to make both of our lives easier. I'm not going to put myself in the weeds by sitting here having a conversation with you about how the soda that you're drinking came from a six pack and that six pack is getting ready to fall into the ocean and kill all of the whales. Like, I just don't want to hear that right now when I'm getting ready to get into a burger So, you know, my sensitivity to the service industry still stands, but there has to be a line where our common sense kicks in. I had a gentleman at Duane Reade the other day who decided he wanted to have a whole conversation with me about anime, and I never once expressed to him that I was interested in anime
or interested in speaking to him. I think,
or about
or anything
anime.
For that.
I don't care. Like, my man leaned over the counter and was like, "Do you watch anime? Like, do you? So you know about Naruto Shippuden and blah blah?" And I was like, "Yo, like, I know about Naruto, but I'm just trying to figure out why you feel like you want to talk to me about anime right now. Our common sense has got to kick in somewhere, y'all. It has to kick in somewhere. And like, you have, like, burgers to run. So stop with all the pleasantries about the straws and the fish, the turtle, and the seaweed. We don't care about that right now.
Less than bothered. Less.
And that is another episode of Getting Grown.
Show you right.
Thank you all for listening. Our graduation announcements again are wrapping up at the end of the month, so please get your last announcements in. They are winding down. Can't wait to get back into the book club. If you are in the New York City area this weekend, June 23rd on Saturday, Makosa is happening, and I will be in the building with something delicious.
Certainly.
Make sure you come through. You can reserve, but it is better if you get there early. And it's only a $5 cover charge, I think, after 4, but it runs 2 to 10. So come through. It's a good time. Our brother Kid Fury also has 305 Live popping the day after on the 24th. So it's going to be a busy
weekend. Sold out. So if you don't got your tickets, sorry. I might be there.
Hey, the whole family will be in the building because Dustin's hosting a thing right after.
Oh my gosh, I'm tired already.
I know.
Okay.
And then Kia and I have something super fun and special coming up for you guys, but we're just going to wait and just drop it on you like a Love Is Everything album.
Hold off. But yeah, also, thank you guys, everyone who's, you know, sent a supportive tweet, all the ladies that let me know that they're coming to Woman Evolve. I can't wait to kick it with you. So yes, I think registration is still open. The link will be in the description box, July 13th and 14th in Denver, Colorado. Don't meet me there, beat me there. Also, Jade and I will be at the Impact Conference, Reed Temple AME Church in the DMV area on July 21st. That registration link will also be in the bio. We'll be talking about a lot of the things that we talked about today during the kitchen table. So if you want to be a part of that conversation live and direct and in all of the living color, please come kick it with us there. All the information you can find on the website that's going to be in the description box. So yes, please come and check us out. we're busy and doing things, man. And like we said, the summer should prove to be an eventful one for getting grown.
Absolutely.
And the rest of the year for that matter. So yes, that wraps it up.
And that, yes, that's another episode. So make sure that you are drinking your water.
I need to do that. And minding your business. Absolutely. Very important.
Moisturizing your skin. Why, sis?
Because your black will absolutely crack if it's dry.
Mind the sea turtle. Save the sea turtles.
Ciao, cheese.
Bye.
Bye.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.